Hello everyone, this is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the Thursday, January 5th newsletter. Tonight's newsletter, as you can see by the table of contents at the top, is divided into five major sections. Number one, as always, we'll go over the general market indexes, look at those quickly, and review today's action. Number two, we're going to look at gold and silver. Number three, we'll look at GDX, the gold miners index, as well as the GDX system, make some comments on that. Number four, going to look at some rare earth stocks. Haven't covered that sector in a while. Some stocks have peaked up interest there, so I'm going to cover a few of those that look interesting. Lastly, number five, going to go over some trade ideas. We'll look at some that have worked out quite nicely, as well as give you some new ones to follow. Okay, so let's get started. First off, item number two below shows you the news tomorrow. As you know, tomorrow is the first Friday of the month, and the big jobs report comes out. It comes out 1 hour before the market opens, and so that has the potential to cause a gap in the market, of course. And all eyes will be on that for any signs of continuing change and improvement. Last month, the unemployment rate fell to 8.6%, so that was a pretty good drop. We'll see what it looks like this time. Again, it comes out 1 hour before the market opens. And a recap of today's action. As you know, today the market was weak in the morning, gapped down, but it then formed a low the first half an hour or so, and then it spent the rest of the day moving higher in a choppy fashion. At the close, the S&P and Dow closed up to slightly mixed, so they regained their morning losses, while the NASDAQ and NDX posted about a 0.8% gain, so nice gains in the tech area. Commodity-wise, crude oil fell about $1.50, while gold was once again up. It was up $10. So let's go and get started. Again, first off, we're going to look at the quick index charts. The first chart below, item number three, shows you a daily S&P chart. Again, really not, you know, nothing changed obviously today, and you know, nothing's changed with the trend. The trend obviously remains up. You can't really doubt that. You can see this chart here. S&P has been above the 200-day moving average for about a week now. It took out that downtrend line about a week and a half ago. And, you know, in the short term, it's simply above all its moving averages, even above its 9-day moving average, 20-day moving average, 50-day moving average, and 200-day moving average. So, you know, short term and intermediate term are up for now. But as we know, it's been a choppy environment. We'll see if the bulls want to come in or not and push this higher. Next resistance would be the 1292 area, which is the late October highs. And of course, long-term major resistance would be that upper sloping downtrend line from the late April, early May highs. That's your big resistance area. Your major support area is now the 200-day moving average and the uptrend line from the October lows. So pretty simple there. Short term, we got a little divergence developing. Steve talked about it last night. If you look at the indicators below, the RSI and, of course, the NIMO, if you look at the very bottom indicator, divergences in the NIMO have usually been pretty good at predicting short-term tops and bottoms. We have divergence here for now. Whether it plays out, we'll just have to see. But again, nothing's changed in the daily, and that's the chart we're following. Next chart before is another daily S&P chart with our major pivot support and resistance zones, these horizontal lines on here. And the market does a pretty good job about trading in between these pivots. They act as good support and resistance areas. Obviously, it's S&P's in between two major pivots here, between 1261 and 1291, kind of a thin zone, basically. And, you know, next resistance is that 1291, as you can see, just above. And notice, again, that matches basically the resistance on the first chart above that October high at 1292. So that pivot area is a potential short-term target if the market pushes up here in the short term. Next chart number five is another daily S&P chart, kind of a scenario that market, if it doesn't rally hard here, if it pulls back but doesn't pull back too much and doesn't really rally out of here, it could form some kind of ending diagonal and in a little rising wedge here and then sell off after that. So that's one possible scenario as well. Another scenario is chart number six, just below that. And this is our favorite scenario for now, that, you know, the market, you know, again, could continue to push higher. But even if it pushes higher nicely into the low 1300s. It's not going to just run away from here. We think that's big resistance zone up there. And I think the market would have a hard time getting above that area and then would potentially sell off from there. Okay, so that's our favorite scenario for now. Market wants to push up. It's going to stop in those areas, maybe early this year, February, whenever, and then have some kind of really decent pullback after that. Next, chart number 7 is another daily S&P chart. This has the moon cycles on it, the full moon, the vertical blue lines, and the new moon, the dotted vertical lines. And again, they're not perfect, but you can see sometimes the market has inflections near these moon cycles. There's a moon cycle on Monday, basically, on the 9th, next vertical blue line, so maybe the market has some kind of reversal there, potentially. But anyway, just pointing it out. Okay, let's look at the intraday charts. See what we see in the short term. Chart number 8 is a 15-minute S&P chart. You can see a possible ascending triangle pattern here. Resistance around the 1285. Support is the uptrend line. The pattern measures about 25 points. So if this pattern were to play out to fruition, it would measure up to about 1305 or so. So that's one potential scenario. And again, a rally up here would fit with the charts above that would call for more upside. Next, chart number 9 is a 30-minute S&P chart. I like the 30-minute views, very clean, and I like that MACD histogram below. We had some divergence on the MACD histogram, as you can see. But, you know, you could see here in the 30-minute chart, the S&P, you could draw these dotted parallel lines. So basically, you have a little uptrend here. You could see the potential ascending triangle inside the pattern. Steve marked some wave count here. You know, there could have been a wave 5 top in early January or late December, but the other wave count would be that another push up here, rally up, would put in some kind of wave 5. Then you get in some kind of pullback. I think the market would push up higher within this pattern. Next, chart number 10 is another pattern ending diagonal. Again, even under this scenario, you would still have another push up for a wave 5 to form wave C. Chart number 11 is a 60-minute view. Stochastics is overbought here quite a bit. It's overbought on both the 14 and 60 stochastics, so it's something to note. And there is some resistance above that upper trend line, so keep an eye on that. Okay, so that does it for the indexes, guys. We'll see what happens tomorrow, and we'll see how the jobs report looks. Next, chart number 12 is an indicator. Just thought I would throw this out there. It's one of our intermediate indicators, the NYSI Summation Index with the 5-3 stochastics. Basically, I use this in a very simple way. Whenever it's over, the stochastics, the 5-3 stochastics are oversold, the market, you know, has room to run to the upside. And when it's overbought, wanting to turn down, you know, be careful of longs, basically. So as you can see, stochastics are moving up, but they still have a lot of room to go before they get overbought. So if the market wants to have some upside for a couple weeks or whatever, it definitely has room here, energy, to do so. It just started turning up here recently, so it's got some room to go to the upside. Okay, now let's move to gold and precious metals. Chart number 13 is a daily chart of GLD, the gold one-time ETF. As we know, that head and shoulder pattern clearly played out to the downside. Didn't quite make it to that lower moving average below. It did, you know, it was below the 200-day moving average in December, and it found resistance there. It's now rallied right back to the 200-day moving average, as you can see today. So that's a little sticking point, some resistance. We'll see if that acts as resistance here in the short term or not. The MACD is crossing here for a positive cross, as you can see below. You can see the MACD signals, again, they're not perfect, but they've been pretty good for nice little trend signals. So that is a positive for now. Volume's still light on GLD to the upside, however. Chart number 14 is another chart of GLD. Again, a potential wave C low may have been put in, or this could just be some kind of oversold rally. Then we get another pullback. I would love to see gold pull back one more time, though, rather than having a bottom in right now. Gold didn't hit my target areas, and a lot of technicians' target areas. We'd have liked to have seen it, you know, in the 1450 to 1500 area. and it didn't quite get down to those areas. But, you know, it may have put in a bottom, may have put in a wave sea, but again, there's some resistance right in this area to be aware of. Next, chart number 15 is a daily chart of silver. Again, potential falling wedge pattern. Resistance is right the trend line here and the moving average, the 20-day moving average. So watch this area. There is positive divergence set up at the low. Okay, let's look at gold stocks next. Chart number 16 is a daily chart of GDX. That's the gold miners ETF. As you know, this was presented a very low risk long entry last week. You could see, you know, GDX has been very choppy for the last year and a half, going back to late 2010. And notice the lower trend line. Notice all those touches. That's major support. So simply, GDX fell and tested support where it logically rallied off of. So hopefully some of you bought that support area because you had a nice rally. Again, buy support when you can. Buy support and sell resistance. When you buy support, you can have your stops much tighter if you're wrong. Chart number 17 is a 60-minute view of GLD. Last week it also had this beautiful bullish falling wedge, as you can see, with positive divergence. So you could have bought it in the wedge or once it broke out of the wedge. So it's had a nice move out of the wedge. However, keep an eye on the ratio at the top. You can see the ratio trend line breaks have provided nice signals, and the trend line is starting to break it here a little bit. That's why I circle it in red. It's not, you know, cleanly broke. It could reverse and continue higher. But keep an eye on that. If that breaks cleanly, then GDX may be due for some kind of little pullback here. Next, chart number 18 shows the bullish gold miners percent, BPGDM in the middle, which gave a buy signal this week, crossed up over the 8-day moving average. And at the bottom is the GDX-GLD ratio, forming this very pretty bull wedge pattern. So that's something to watch. This bull wedge pattern really intrigues me. Whenever the ratio is moving to the upside, gold stocks tend to do better. So if this ratio can really break out of this bull wedge to the upside, that would be positive for gold stocks and give them some oomph to the upside. Next, chart number 19 is the GDX daily Renko system. This is a system that I've been talking about. You get your buy and sell signals via the parabolic SAR dots, and it's purely mechanical. And in the day, it's not perfect, but it's produced some very nice trades. And, you know, again, you can either follow the Renko system here as it is on the daily, or you could use some of these indicators. For example, you know, the MACD, you could see you tend to have nice divergences at major tops and bottoms. You had divergence, positive divergence on this recent low, as well as on some of the CCI indicator below. You could also draw trend lines on the indicators like the MACD. So again, you know, you could use the Renko chart itself, or you could use some of these other indicators, like if you see divergence, maybe you use that to vary your or increase your position over your standard position size if you see divergence versus if you don't see divergence example. So all kinds of ways to play this, and that's why I suggest that, you know, there's not one way to skin the cat and to utilize these things to experiment. However, as you know, we added a 60-minute component to the GDX swing system here, as I've been talking about over the last couple weeks. The 60-minute version, once you get a buy or sell signal on the daily chart, use a 60-minute chart to better time your daily entry. So that chart number 20 is a 60-minute chart of GDX. And you can see on the 60-minute GDX chart, remember I talked about using this 14 stochastics as your timing. So once the daily signal gave a buy signal, you'd wait for this to get oversold. Now today GDX pulled back, but it didn't get oversold. It pulled down there to about the 30% level and then rallied back up a little bit. So it didn't get oversold today, so we're still keeping an eye on that. Okay, let's look at next, fourth part of this newsletter, item number 21. Let's look at some rare earth stocks. The rare earth stock sector's kind of interesting. The sector's really been beat up. I covered it early this year, and since that time, the sector's really had, some of the stocks have taken 50% haircuts or more. But longer term, I think the sector is interesting, and some of the stocks are displaying potential bottoming patterns. So let's take a look at some of these. Chart number 22 is AVL, Avalon Rare Metals. Again, you can see it's really had a big haircut. It was $10 back in April. It's now $270, $260 actually. But there's some positive divergence in place potentially. It's got a bullish falling wedge here. It needs to take out that 276 area with some volume. Otherwise, it could continue to the downside. But it's one to watch if it wants to move higher. Next chart for 23 is REMAX or REMX. It's basically a rare earth stock ETF. So if you don't want to buy any one of the individual ones. Again, you know, it's still in a downtrend, but keeping an eye on here to see if it can reverse up over time. It needs to take out this downtrend line and the moving averages above. Next chart for 24 is the major rare earth stock, MCP Molycorp. Had a head and shoulder pattern that it formed earlier this year. It broke to the, that's been playing out. But it has some nice positive divergence building now with a potential bull wedge. Volume needs to come into it on a breakup out of the downtrend line, though. Your resistance is your downtrend line, which it's, you know, clearly below still. And even though there's positive divergence here, again, you need to see it break the downtrend line. You need to see volume come into it. But again, the potential's there. That's why I listed. And next, chart number 25 is Rare Earth Elements. Now, this one's had some nice volume come into it, as you can see. Again, it's been in a big downtrend for a while. It was in the 16s back in April. You know, it was $3 a few days ago, so 16 to 3 bucks. It's one heck of a pullback, but it's had a nice move. It's rallied from 3 bucks to almost $5 here just in a few days. So it's a big short-term move. Volume's been good. Positive divergence at the low. But big time resistance is the downtrend line here approaching. I wouldn't chase it here. I would like to see a pullback on lighter volume and see how it consolidates. Again, not saying you go out and buy these rare stocks yet. Just saying keep them on your radar. Here's some interesting ones. Okay, lastly, item number 26. Let's go over some trade ideas that look interesting, as well as some that have played out quite nicely. It's been a tough trading market, as you know. First chart number 27, is DEXO. This is one we've had on our trade list for a while. It was a speculative January effect play. Had this again a few weeks ago in a few newsletters and posted on the trading community. It was at support around the 120-25 area. And you can see that was a good support area to buy it. You can see where I have the arrow pointed at it. It was just a beautiful pattern. It broke. It had a big upside move in late November and on good volume, and then pulled back on really light volume, formed this triangle pattern. Whenever you see that, that's bullish action, the very light volume pullback. Anyway, found support. I talked about you could have bought it at support, and even if you bought it at, you know, $1.30, $1.50, you know, you bought it late, you know, today it closed at $2.32. It's a good 50 to 60 to 70% percentage move. Heck of a percentage move, as you can see, and volume's been very good here. So congrats to anyone who bought it. Again, you know, it's a low price stock, you wouldn't put a lot of money in it, but it's still been a nice move. Next chart for 28, DHI. It's a housing stock. It's a little ascending triangle pattern I showed a couple weeks ago, and it's playing out now to the upside. Volume's increasing, which is nice to see. Resistance was 1290. Major's only about a point to point and a half, so again, it's not one you get a big move out of. In fact, you know, has another move here, I'd start taking some, you know, initial profits and moving your stop up at least your entry so that you cannot take a loss and you're guaranteed a profit. Next chart for 27, BAC, Bank of America. As you know, banks have been beaten up, especially this last year. And I posted this a couple weeks ago stating that it was finally near some nice support areas, had some positive divergence in place via the MACD, as you can see below. Nice triangling bottoming pattern, and this is on the watch list too. Anyway, it's had a very nice move today. It broke out early this week and it was meandering up, but today it really followed through to the upside, up 8.6%. So far so good if you bought it. Maybe taking a little initial profits, move your stops, I'd say up below maybe today's low or below yesterday's low, and we'll see if it can push higher from here. Next chart for 30, CNW. This one hasn't broken out yet. Nice little ascending triangle pattern. Resistance is pretty clear, and your target area would be above, around 35. I like to buy these within the pattern a lot of times, though, instead of waiting until they break out. So if you want to buy it inside the pattern, your stop would go just below those moving averages you see, or below that trend line. Next chart for 31, HGSI. You know, interesting bottoming pattern here. Volume was good today. Again, you can see resistance at that trend line. One to watch. If it can break that on good volume, it may have a pop. And chart number 32, VRTX. This one interests me. I posted on the trading community today. Again, it had a nice volume run up in mid-December. It's been pulling back on lighter volume. Volume is starting to pick up a little bit here, but you know, you can see that you got the 20-day moving average right below where I have the arrow. You could actually buy some here with, I'd say, a stop, you know, just below the 32 area. Or you could wait for it to break the trend line. I bought some today with a stop just below 32. Next chart for 33, PSEC. It's one I've posted for a while. Again, you could buy this within the pattern instead of waiting for it to break out. And just put your stop below the uptrend line. Again, I like to buy some of these stocks in the pattern because I can have much tighter stops versus waiting for them to rally all the way up and break out, where then your stop has to be much wider. Next chart for 34, ADSK. You could play this either way. It's got a little weak support here. Looks like a potential descending triangle. So support is 29.75. You could short it below that. Or you could even go long around here with a stop below here, or you could go long on a break via the down if it breaks the downtrend line. So really your choice. React to what it gives you. Yeah, I could see it going either way here. And lastly, chart number 35, little gold stock, AUMN. Very speculative one, but it's been, looks like it may be trying to bottom here finally, put in some kind of base. I have an inner trend line here. Resistance is around the 667 area. If we could take that out, it would interest me. That also matched the 50-day moving average. Okay, guys, that does it. Let's see what happens tomorrow with the old jobs number. Let's see how they spin that. And that's it. Talk to you later. Have a great weekend. And have a great Friday. Thank you.